Good morning, everyone. This is Tip Little John in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, hosting our Avini product sizzle call. Today is Wednesday, the 18th of May. Our rebirth of the products that we've loved and our following of our scientists is now 18 days old. So Avini, as a company, began on May 1st, and here we are on the 18th. And there's a lot going on. One thing that's happening tomorrow evening is our very first, what we're going to call the Science Advisory Board call. We just named it a couple minutes ago before we started the recording. And on this particular call, we are going to have both Dr. Gary Samuelson, who is our atomic medical physicist and the creator of our nano silver product, and Rick Deitch, who is our biochemist, that is the zeolite innovator, creator of that entire group of thinking, and also works with the Avini Plus Relief and the Avini Z-Immunity. So those two guys, and this is one of the things that's, I think, so unique and so important about our company, is that those guys are at the very top of Avini. In their careers leading up to this, they've always had some sort of a bureaucracy to negotiate with. Right now, they have two executives that are essentially, I guess, compatriots or equals with them in creating Avini, and those are Neil Roth and Doug Dickey. If you were on the call earlier this week when Doug spoke, one of the things he talked about was the history and the origin of our nano silver product, way before it was even thought of as being used as a health product. And I love that story. It's one of the things that I'd like to, I'm immediately after this call, you guys, I'm going to be on, just the three of us, planning the call for tomorrow night with Dr. Samuelson and Rick Deitch and myself. And I really, really enjoyed that story because it went back in so much history to the very beginning when both of these guys were boy wonders. Certainly when Dr. Samuelson was a young man and a student developing his trade, he got interested in physics because his dad was a physicist. And he started out with imaging. He was going to make things that would create images. He made, always recognized blacksmiths because they often make their own tools. And this is a guy who made his own tools. So he needed a laser. He made a laser. He needed to make an MRI. Made an MRI. Then he had to calibrate it. And in order to calibrate an MRI, which essentially aligns the metals in our cells so that you can take a picture of the cell, you need to have predictable cells or predictable metals that have certain properties. So then he had to make those nanometals that had structure. And that's essentially why he began making nanometals. And I really would like to hear this story from his side. I loved hearing it from Doug's side. And I'm going to tell a little bit more in case this is your very first adventure with Avini to understand where we come from and what we're up to. He then realized that silver also has health benefits. And he realized that his product that he was making to calibrate the machines, he could stop at exactly 200 atoms in a spherical ball, and it would be the ideal intervention against primitive pathogens that were trying to break into our cells and hurt us. How did it do that? It took away their tools and their keys so that they couldn't get into the cells. And you think about, a contractor or a mechanic or a destruction crew, somebody who's going to tear things up, you take away their tools and their keys, much, much less effective, if effective at all. And so that was the mechanism. Now you have one guy with this product in his hands and a big heart. What's he going to do with it? he starts packing it up and shipping it to people that he's worried about, including sending a lot of it to Africa because of the scourge of sexually transmitted things that were going across Africa that he felt his product would have a dramatic effect on. So he's giving it away. Then along comes Doug Dickey. Doug Dickey is a guy who got real sick because he was marketing herbicides, pesticides, opened them up, you know, in the shop. I was University of Nebraska farm manager. I handled a lot of herbicides and pesticides in my life. He got awful sick because of it and changed his profession. This is way before all the testimonies about recovering his health with the products that are at Avini. And so this history, I think, is interesting to me. And so he began making a healthy fertilizer. He knew that a lot of fertilizers had things in them that were probably making the plants dangerous to eat or not as good as they could be to eat. And he ran into Dr. Samuelson. They talked about this. Dr. Samuelson said, hey, I can help you make your fertilizer better, safer, cleaner, you know, more ideal for the market you're looking for, which is people that are adamantly demanding to be able to grow things very, very clean. And along the way, he said, by the way, here is this nano silver that I've created, and you know, here's a bottle for you. If you get sick, try it. So sometime later, this bottle of silver went over the back seat, and you know, guys like us that are ag guys, in the back seat of our pickup, you can find all kinds of crazy stuff. And if you're in trouble on the road or something's broke, or a pretty good chance we've got something in the back seat, who would think you'd have that? But he got a call from Samuelson one day, and he sounded like death warm over, could barely talk. And Dr. Samuelson asked him, what's the matter with you? And he said, I feel like I'm about to keel over. I can barely talk. My throat's so sore. My face is, you know, my nose is running down my face. Terrible headache. And I just don't feel like doing anything. I'm not sure I'm going to make it through the day. And he said, well, what about that silver I gave you? He said, I think it's in the back seat. Well, get it out and drink it. So, he goes to the back seat and Doug fishes around, finds the, you know, it's a 10-ounce bottle of silver. A 10-ounce bottle of the product that we get in 4-ounce bottles. And he made him a little nervous, so he called Samuelson back and he said, I'm not going to kill myself if I drink this, am I? He said, no, it's good for you. Drink it. See what happens. So he just, boom, drank the whole thing. And by the way, you guys, this is the kind of thing that leads to stuff like the Marcy dose. Marcy came up with the idea of using zeolite very frequently at a low rate and found that she had a remarkable result. And then when she suggested that to others that were in dire traits, they had a similar effect. She always says, my results were exceptional. Turns out they weren't the exception because when I offered the same idea to other people, they got great results too. Always loved that line. But then now we're back with had Doug and Dr. Samuelson. Doug goes ahead and just you know, pulls over, drinks the whole thing, and goes on about that. Well, 20 minutes later, he said, my throat feels normal. I'm talking normally again. And within a few hours, the headache eased up, and within a day or so, he felt like he, you know, had no affliction whatsoever. Now there's two of them. Big-hearted guys that know what silver does in the 200 atoms in a spherical nano ball, what that does. Now there's two of them in the world. Doug starts giving it away to people. Whoever it is that's around him that's ill, he gets it from Gary. Gary's able to make it much less expensively than anyone ever has before. The exact same thing by anybody else making it, the way they do it costs $2,500 an ounce. The genius of Dr. Gary Samuelson found a way to do it so that it would fit into our Avini marketing program, or in his case, and Doug's case, so inexpensively that they were compelled to give it to people. Then here comes the pandemic, and you know, people are in big trouble with primitive pathogens. And so when Doug knows about it, I don't care, you know, if you're already in the hospital. He sends you a bottle and tells you just start, you know, start drinking it. Well, these are the origins. this goes way back to before, you know, before there was even an intent of using it as a health product. And I find that fascinating. And, you know, I probably just used, well, that was a 9-minute discussion about that. But to me, it just so greatly elevates that, along with Dr. Samuelson showing the computer models and the electron pictures, electron microscope pictures of the silver doing what it does, literally sticking to the keys and the tools, has pictures of it doing that. And then he has computer assisted demonstrations where you can see how it goes and attaches to these primitive proteins or primitive pathogens. Remember, things that are really primitive are different than things like us that are now highly developed, organized organisms. Even our own beneficial bacteria are more organized and more advanced. They are, and we are, able to use and benefit from the presence of oxygen. For other things that are more primitive, you know, oxygen is a poison. Well, silver is too. In the same way, for us, we're able to deal with it, our advanced beneficial bacteria in our gut, for example, all the beneficial microbiome that we have, they are more advanced than the pathogenic ones. This is a really, really important detail, and I know I've never said this on this call before, but when you have a cell that goes bad, like Marcy did, and she winds up, you know, going to all these centers, and like Dave did, that were so threatening that caused him to call, that he thought he was going to get cut, burned, and poisoned. Those are not advanced life forms. Those are throwbacks to more primitive cells. And as more primitive cells, they have different properties, different capabilities. Yes, they can take over a chunk of our system and start growing without respect. They don't know they're trying to make something. They're just trying to make more of themselves. And because of that, they occupy space we need for something else. So they crowd out maybe our guts or our lungs or our brain. And then they steal our food, right? And then they poop in us. They have got no excretory system. So that's what they're doing. But they have other differences, and those we can exploit. And in so many of these cases where you look at the mechanisms of these products, we exploit the differences of the things that's hurting us. In the case of the heavy metals, smaller size, stronger charge is the reason they hurt us. It's the exact same reason it gets stuck in the zeolite cage. How simple is that to understand? The reason it's poisonous is the same reason it gets stuck in the cage. Once it's stuck in the cage, it's near neutral in charge. The size is very easily filtered by the kidneys. And so when you take Rick's zeolite product, Avini Cell Defender, the very next time you pee, you're peeing poison. So if you can pee poison, here's a brand new one for me. I realized that as we go through life, we're like an engine that's pulling a freight train. And somebody's back on the back of the thing adding cars. I don't know if you've been around freight trains later, but they add entire trains now. There's some more units in the middle, and now they're 2 miles long instead of 1 mile long. Well, that's kind of what our life is like. It finally gets to be the point that you notice it, and then it's too much. But when you begin using Rick's product, and this is the part that I love, it just, you know, popped into my mind when I was talking to Nunzio Marino yesterday, or the day before, I guess the day before. It's like somebody is in the back taking cars off instead of adding cars on. And you gradually get, your life gets easier to pull, easier to do. You feel like you have more of your power available for the things that you need. So you are a freight train that's pulling less and less unnecessary cars. You still have things that you got to do. I hope those kind of things are interesting to you. I did want to take the rest of this call, and I heard one person who wanted to, you know, ask a topic to be brought up. But I would ask other people, please, I've got a little while here. I'd like to listen to your thoughts about what you would like to know about the two scientists that are at the top of Avini, what they think about their products, how to use their products. So if you would please open your lines, and if you have a story of theirs that you love, you'd like to hear. I realize I only got one call to work with tomorrow night, so I am limited, but we can talk about these things on these calls too. All right. Anybody?
Chip, can you hear me?
I have faith.
Awesome. Hey, real quick, you mentioned the current pathogens that have come about within the past couple of years. Talking about the big heart scenario of how Doug and Dr. Samuelson wants to do nothing more than help people. I had placed an order but hadn't received my nano silver that you're referring to in this call, and I had contracted that specific issue, and I was struggling really, really hard. And the interesting thing about it is I called Doug, and Doug says, you know what, I will get it to you as soon as possible. Don't worry about it. Pay me later. We'll figure that out. The biggest thing is I want to get you healthy now. Anyhow, I nebulized it. I was sniffing it in my sinuses. I was dripping it in my eyes. I was spraying it in my mouth. So any way that I could get it inside my system, that's what I was utilizing. And within 2 days, everything was gone, and it was a week and a half of just absolutely kicking my butt. And I was struggling really bad. My symptoms were I had a dull throbbing headache, body aches, fevers, chills, lack of taste. I couldn't even sleep at night. Every time I tried to lay down, I would start coughing. And, of course, so, you know, you figure the idea of going about a good week and a half of not being able to sleep. That really messes with your mental state. And it was really, really just trashing me. This pathogen that I had was just taking its toll on me in a big way. And heavy, heavy praises to Dr. Samuelson and Miss Nanosilver. It is a lifesaver, a game changer, and I will never be without it.
So having had this experience, what does that do to Thane? Now, is there now three big-hearted guys running around trying to get the product to people?
Oh, I'm not sharing it with people. I'm giving it to people.
Well, when we had our medical advisory board first live meeting, had this conversation because they had some that was, misbranded, let's say. And so they wanted to get it to people who really, really needed it. And they were talking about how to do that. And my comment in that meeting was, every single one of us has that same inclination that you guys are talking about now. And I thought about that way, way back when I first started representing natural products. And I thought, this really isn't a very good business plan because I'm tending to want to demonstrate and show and to the extent I can provide, something to the people that are in such desperate need and maybe can't even understand me. Maybe I'm not good enough at expressing it yet, but I want them to. And then it dawned on me that others would probably do the exact same thing. And if I used network marketing to build a group of people throughout the entire organization, even though it didn't look like I was doing business from my standpoint, they'd be inclined to do the exact same thing that I was doing. And I'm telling you, you're limited, you guys, to how much of that you can do. It's, better to get good at expressing and telling and having people, join and purchase it and get it on autoship and be consistent over time. When you are a member of a Vini, the chances of you being extremely compliant and aggressive about getting these products to you and your family and using them is much, much higher than if somebody gives you a bottle. So we have to be careful about that. But I'm telling you, the people in your groups are going to be doing the same thing that you do, and that then is part of your business. And so we just kind of need to look at straight in the face and realize that that's the kind of people that we attract. And that was a beautiful description of it, Thane. Thank you. Anybody else? Thoughts along that line or ask Thane a question?
Yes. Chip, this is Robin. And that's excellently put. Thank you for that. That was a great reminder of what we do and why the system works. And so thank you. I was wanting Rick to express himself again on the Zimmunity like he did on the first call we had and we didn't get it recorded. I thought that was excellent. So I hadn't quite heard his description of it before like that. So if you would have him do that. And then also the interaction you probably are going to, but between the two of them discussing why we can take the Cell Defender and the Nano Silver together. What's the science there? I mean, the Cell Defender is not going to take out the silver, you know, that kind of thing, just so people can be reassured of the science behind it. Is that okay?
Well, no doubt the synergies between the products, I really, really, and that's one of them, probably one of the biggest ones that, you know, I think we all need to understand to make us better so that we wind up, you know, having people join us instead of just giving products with our giant hearts that everybody is afflicted with here. Everybody here has an oversized heart, and it's not necessarily a problem, but we do need to manage them. So, yeah, you're exactly right, Robin. Exactly right. That's real important. On the Zimmunity thing, I'd like for them to say something about their products, but we may need to do like your call with Rick as a guest and focus on that again, so that we kind of get a Zimmunity masterclass.
Sounds great.
What do you think?
Thanks. Let's do it. That's great. Dr. Sandel's going to be on next week, so we can plan on Rick being another week. But yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good. So, you know, this is just natural growth. This is what happens. So we got Samuelson next week. Do you have anything specific that you're focusing on with him on your call next week?
No, I think you and Neil will be doing that.
Okay.
You guys get to interact
with a topic like this. Well, obviously it's going to have silver, and I want to ask the guys, and I will ask them when I get together with them in a little bit. Other things. I know they have other things waiting in the wings. I don't know to what degree they can entice us or reveal those things, but I'd probably just ask them, do you have anything great coming? And they may both just say yes, and that was a short question, but we'll see how that goes. All right, anybody else? Thank you.
Hey, Chip, it's Hannah. I was the
okay.
one earlier.
Okay.
I have, like, a story to be, you know, if they can evolve a story from a young teenager like Darren, who grew quickly to be 6'5", when they were 14 and 15, and they're athletes, and they're hurt, and they're aching, and they're hurting, and to somebody who evolves in life and is now in their 60s and in chronic pain, how can our product work synergistically to help the teenager, the young person, who's growing so quickly through the evolution of life with both products through life, and to trying to share it to people to understand that this is for everybody? That's just food.
Well, no doubt from you know, conception and before, and all
yeah.
the way through till, you know, people ask, who do you work with? And I say, oh, the earthlings. No, I need more detail. Well, the live ones. You know, it's that's kind of the way it is. But certainly, like for me, I have two kids. They're 30-something now. And since the middle of August 2005, they've been, you know, exposed to Rick and his products. And I will say, growing up in network marketing has really made them interesting, complete people, and the places they get to go, the things they do, to be interacting with you guys as they grew up, precious things. And of course then you have the health and the strength that comes with using this kind of products and philosophies. So that's great. Tana, I was trying to catch your last name when you were speaking earlier, and I couldn't quite get it. What's your last name?
My name is Hannah Stringer.
Hannah Stringer. Got it.
Yeah, Hannah Stringer, and I'm from Salem, Mass. And my email is ghannahstringer@gmail.com, and I'm a palindrome, Hannah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Because I'm living that. I'm really living that with my family, who is, no, can't look at that. But if they can resonate with the pain of what their children are going through and what has gone through with them and ourselves to where we are in our age. And it all has to do with all of the products.
Boy, I mean, you're saying it beautifully. And to highlight that, and there comes a day or an event when people will suddenly listen to you, a teachable moment, and they'll come and they'll say, Hannah, are you still representing those ideas? Or they'll remember a particular product. They'll say the drops or the spray, or, are you still representing that? And on that day, you definitely want to be able to say yes. You got to get from here to there, I've discovered. And that will happen. People will suddenly realize that, oh my goodness, she was on the right track. And so whenever you're here, you're amongst like-minded people, and then as we venture out, so you come here, we used to have a little deal where you go to mama to load up on hugs, and if you got low on hugs, you come back and get some more. And I hope you feel that's what you get here. And then when you go out and you interact with your family again, you've got hugs again to give. And they have to do with, being well and using Avini to do that and just thinking differently. So I hope that fits.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Chip.
Anybody want to ask Hannah something or
Chip, this is Darren.
Yep. Darren,
hey,
gotcha.
Regarding her question and stuff like that, if I would have known about this back when I was younger, I think my outcome in life would be totally different than it is right now.
Say a little more about that, Darren.
Well, if I would have known about this, back when I was younger and facing all the problems that I was having and stuff, I probably wouldn't have had all the problems that I had. The misery that I went through, and I would have been able to probably do more things when I was younger. I couldn't really do anything. Although I did do things that, typically with someone in this condition wouldn't do, but I probably would have done more. In other words, like with the weightlifting and stuff, I would have done more. With the, not hurting all the time, I would have done more. I mean, I was in marching band, I was a tuba player, I did some crazy stuff, but I probably would have done more.
Well, I'm going to take a little flyer here with you, and I know I'm welcome to do that with you because we know each other. Obviously your lifting creates a strong skeleton. Every time you bend a bone a little bit, it responds by strengthening itself. So you found a way to get a really strong skeleton, and I assume you were active as a young kid before 14 as well. Would that have been true?
I was. I was a normal kid. I, did a lot of things and stuff. Of course, I was always in marching band because I've always been around music and stuff. But I would, when you first go through something like this, and the doctor, of course, we got a second opinion because the first opinion said I would never walk again. My mind at that time when I was young, my outlook wasn't great. But I overcame a lot of things and just, I never had quit in my vocabulary. I just kept going and doing things. I realized what I couldn't do. I realized what I could do. But I think if I would have had this stuff back then, I would have done more because I wouldn't have been hurting all the time. I'm sure the, Avini Cell Defender and Avini Nano Silver would have been doing amazing things for me.
Let me play with that just a little bit. In reference to Hannah's question about what happens if you have a lifetime of doing this, let's say before being 14, as you were a kid growing up, you were in an Avini family, and one of the things that you had would have been all these products, including Rick's Zeolite product, which is Avini Cell Defender. The chances of you having less lead instead of you know, the things that make bone in your skeleton, as some of the, you know, those extra cars on the freight train that are unnecessary, those begin when you're just a kid on this planet, and they accumulate more and more freight cars or more toxins during your life. And I realize this may be a lot to ask, and I am taking a flyer for a reason, and that's Hannah's question. It's conceivable that the very same incident that hurt you, you know, you think about Howard Smith's story about getting hit from behind by a car when he's walking home from jury duty, flipped over the car, landed, stood up, and walked away. He was made of different kind of stuff than most people. My daughter getting hit by an escaped Brahma bull within a week of graduating from high school. You know, it did hurt, did screw up, did screw him up a little bit. But let's just say at that moment of impact that the hip didn't break. Now you got to keep
it different. Right, my life would have taken a different path.
Well, all of us have those moments still in front of us. Slip on the ice, you know, something, a challenge by a pathogen like Thane just talked about. If the bad thing doesn't happen because you're ready for it, and I was joking yesterday with Neil when he asked me to say something, and I said, well, you don't have to get ready if you're always ready. When it comes to being a living thing, if you're always ready, if you're not waiting until you get sick to try to fix it, if you do things way ahead of time, so that when the moment of truth hits, you're less likely to break or less likely to succumb. You're one of the ones that stands it instead of get hurt by it. That's some of the big benefits. So, Hannah, I don't know if maybe the recording of this call or just those thoughts might be helpful to your family, but I would like to be an encouragement to them and to you. And to every one of us, of course. I want our call tomorrow night with the docs to be an encouragement to all of us. I think it'll be the biggest gathering of us that we've had thus far on day 19. So let's look forward to it. Please build towards that. I'd love to see a crowd welcoming the people there and you know, making those guys feel like, well, I don't think anybody doubts they've done the right thing, but I'd like to add magnitude to it. And that means all you guys do great when you have your conversations with people. Who's that? Go ahead. I heard a lady's voice, I think. Nope. All right.
Well, I'm not a lady. See, if I'm not a lady, but I'll just want to make a couple of announcements. This is Hank. Gary Samuelson will not be on today. But Darren and I are going to co-team together to help people get more out of the business. We're going to have some mindset training, and then I'm going to do a little back office and show people how to make the comp plan simple. So you don't have to stress about it. Just do the work, and we're going to all win. So and then tomorrow morning, your lovely wife, Marcy, is going to be on this call, and we're going to get some more wonderful pointers from her. So thanks.
Okay, well, thanks for organizing all that, Hank, and Darren for, Darren, by the way, is a certified, multi-certified life coach, and I don't know exactly the disciplines, but you'll learn if you come on that call tonight, and I'm sure you'll see it on Inner Circle, the announcement. I think that was our call for this morning. Thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and end the recording, and we'll see you guys tomorrow night, or if not before, see you tonight on with Hank and Darren, and we'll just keep going tomorrow with Marcy. Thanks, you guys. Good morning.
If you're brand new, you know, you're hearing this for the first time, get back to the person that invited you and ask them what it's done for them.